Jim, when we talk about the issue of open primaries, sometimes in the political world, that can mean different things. For example, it can mean a party choosing to not endorse in a primary. But it takes on a very different meaning when it comes to actual voter participation. So to set the ground rules here, explain to us what we mean by the term open primary.
It's a very good question because I think it confuses people, and I think you laid it out very well. Open primaries have mainly come around over the last 15 years where in a primary for the Republican Republican Party, for example, by making it open as opposed to closed, Democrats, independents, libertarians, people from any party can vote, which undermines the entire point of being in the Republican Party, because it means that the wishes of the party members is not properly being expressed. And I've compared that with other people when they talk about, you know, recent elections where certain states have encouraged non-citizens to participate in federal elections. It's a similar analogy where what's the point of being an American citizen if anybody from any, you know, any other citizenship or any other country can vote in our election? So it's an extremely undermining process when you allow non-members of a party to vote in your party primary. And that's what the problem is of open primaries.
Does this open the door here, Jim, for those who wish to find a way to have a particular party, be it Republican or Democrat, but usually this is aimed at the Republican Party, to get the party to nominate the weakest rather than the strongest candidate by having an open primary where others can participate?
Yes, that's been the trend that we're seeing. I've been getting involved in this in a number of what we would call deep red states, and where the Democrat Party is more marginalized, the idea that you're going to have a Republican that is not, say, you know, like a traditional patriotic America First, MAGA, Tea Party type candidate, but somebody who is more established centrist and taking in Democratic issues is what we're winding up with. And, you know, many people like to call them rhinos, Republicans in name only, because they turn out to be people who wind up getting the nomination and then getting elected and not representing conservative Republican values when they're in office. And that's been the net effect.
As you look around the country, the states that do have open primaries, are you seeing that then having a downstream effect on legislation and the legislative process in those states?
Very much so. It's been a serious problem, in particular in many of the, you know, the deep red states. You know, like South Carolina is one that pops into my mind where, you know, you basically got a supermajority of Republicans in the, you know, in the state house. And despite that, you have tremendous amounts of what we would call non-conservative legislation. And you're now seeing a lot of the grassroots groups fight back on it. You know, many of the Democrat liberal issues that you would be horrified that, you know, a Republican supermajority would be taking up has been happening at the local and state level in South Carolina. And you've even had, you know, members of grassroots efforts starting like a local Doge to counter it, right? So just like Elon Musk had Doge at the federal level to counter the, you know, the wasteful, ridiculous, fraudulent spending, you're seeing that in state and local level to combat some of the non-conservative spending that's gone on in, say, a South Carolina where they're choosing all of these liberal issues to spend money on that would not be conservative issues. And they're undermining people at the local level in terms of zoning, in terms of like how different economic programs or packages are put out to builders. So up and down the entire electoral stream, it's been an issue. And in that particular state, they've tried to close the primary, right? So because they have a completely open primary, a closed primary would achieve a lot in a state like that, as an example.
We are talking with Jim Balboa, who is the chief operating officer for the Rhino Removal Project. We're talking about the issue of so-called open primaries, something which various groups here in Pennsylvania, Jim, have been pushing for. Interestingly, largely populated by a coalition of left-wing organizations, so we can see exactly what's at play here. One of the arguments that they advance is, well, if you're a registered independent, you are deprived of the ability to fully participate in the electoral process because you don't have the ability to help choose party nominees. How do we counter an argument like that?
That's a really easy one. Just become a member of the party. That's the whole point of being a party member, is that if you want to be a participant in your party's political process, join the party. If you're not going to join the party and you're an independent, well, then you're telling everybody that you don't want to participate in that process and you don't have the right to do that.
In terms of political parties, correct me if I'm wrong, but political parties are not really part of the official electoral process. Political parties are independent operations, are they not?
Yeah, that is true. The political parties themselves are organizations, and they're covered under your right to assembly, and that right to assembly is in the Constitution. And by undermining the right to assembly and allowing non-members to influence what is happening, that is the crux of the issue. And, it's a very good point. The political party system is not a government entity. These are non-government entities that are captured under the Constitution for freedom of speech and freedom of assembly. And that is being violated when the left wing tries to open up primaries to influence what is going on in the conservative and Republican parties.
You referenced South Carolina a little while ago here, Jim. As you look around the country, where is the momentum here? Is this more toward red states closing primaries or more for states like Pennsylvania that have closed primaries? The left is on the move trying to get open primaries.
Yeah, all of the above. We're seeing states that are red, and I would put Pennsylvania as a red state, where the left is trying to get them to open primaries. And our organization has been hooking up with local groups to stop it, counter it. And in cases where there are open primaries, how do you get them closed again? Right? So a good example of a state that had open primaries and was ahead of the curve in terms of seeing that the open primaries were resulting in rhinos being elected or fake Republicans being elected is Louisiana. And Louisiana successfully brought together grassroots groups and was able to convert from an open primary system to a closed primary system. And we are trying to implement that as well as some other models across the deep red states that have been impacted by this.
As you have explained, the whole drive behind open primaries is to try to dilute the impact of conservative free market Republicans in the Republican Party. You have a group called the Rhino Removal Project. Pretty much describes, I think, what it is you're all about. You've only been up and running for a couple of months here. But Jim, what is the Rhino Removal Project? And tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Well, we were founded off of X, and so we have a very large social media presence that has brought us together. And we've been fortunate enough to have a very big reach nationally on X, and now that has been transferring itself into many, many of the states. So We've been creating state chapters at the local level for all the states that we've been building our organization around. So we're active now in 11 states. And if you go to our website, rhinoremovalproject.org, you will see links to each state chapter. And we are actively recruiting people in every state to set up a Rhino Removal Project chapter. And as a result, we're able to support you with funding and other people who have got tremendous experience at fighting the deep state to eliminate open primaries. We even have sections on our website called Primary Guard specifically about it. We also have the America First Academy. So we were really set up to impact primaries in states because that is really where the deep state has been infiltrating the Republican Party, and we want to stop that.
Certainly, primaries are critical for electing conservatives to congressional and legislative seats. We have been talking with Jim Balboa, who is Chief Operating Officer of the Rhino Removal Project. Jim, thank you for taking time to be with us.
You're welcome, sir.